Psalm 96, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. I want to talk to you tonight about the power of praise. The power of praise. The power of God is in your praise. The Bible says, we'll look at it in a minute, that he inhabits our praises. Well, he doesn't just inhabit them for the sake of inhabiting them. He wants to be there on your behalf when you praise him. And we can praise him in a setting like this when we have praise and worship, or you can praise him in the car. You can praise him in the shower. You can praise him wherever you are, and his power shows up. And too often, we as, people that have been brought up in a culture to learn how to do things ourselves. You know, we train our children, we send them to school, and they have to learn how to do all this stuff. But God has a different way of using us. He's not looking for us like as in the Old Testament where we had to do works. He's looking for us to walk by faith and not by our five physical senses. And so he wants us to trust him. And he wants us to acknowledge him. And one of the ways we acknowledge him is through prayer. And praise is a form of prayer. But praise can take you, instead of in the midst of the fire, it can take you right around it. It can take you soaring above it like an eagle. When we praise, and we praise out of our heart, the power of God is there to do what his word. So we can be praising him. We can be speaking his word and praising, speaking his word and giving him praise for it, thanking him for it. Father, I thank you that by the stripes that Jesus bore, I was healed. I praise you this morning that I'm healthy and whole. And so that's how we can praise him, in our own time for whatever situation you might be facing. There is praise that goes along with it. Now, the enemy wants you to be discouraged, and he wants to bring things alongside to make you think that there's no way this is going to work, that it's too hard. I'm just worse off than the doctor said. I'm worse off than he's never seen a case this bad. And so the enemy wants to get you down. But you see, you've got to get yourself up. Paul said numerous times, that I stir myself up. Even Paul, who wrote more than half the New Testament, had to stir himself up. Why? Because he has an adversary, Satan, but he had enemies coming against him. And so he had to, in the midst of chains, in dungeons, he praised and sang songs unto God. And it's powerful, and it'll get you through right here in 2017. Amen? So let's look at a few more scriptures. That God has, he's filled his book full of scriptures that would encourage us. How about Psalm 150? You all know this one. You might not know the address, but now you'll probably remember it. Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now, it's easy to praise the Lord when everything's going well. Let me say that again. Some of you are chewing on that. It's easy to praise God when things are going good. But when things are going south real quickly, when things are going bad, when you've got the bad report, that's when it's difficult to praise, and you've got to praise him by faith. Faith has nothing to do with your feelings. You say, well, I just don't feel like it. Well, that's okay. You don't have to feel like it. Just do it by faith. Our five physical senses are designed for this realm on planet Earth, but we are of another place when we got born again, and we're now a spirit, a live spirit, that God has different ways of us operating. That's according to his kingdom. And so God has has given us this, I would say it's like a military weapon of praise. We're concerned that North Korea, you know, they're crazy and they're getting nuclear weapons, and other countries are just as crazy and they have nuclear weapons and whatnot. But you have one that's greater than that, and it's praise. We do not have to succumb to the enemy's devices. We're told to not be ignorant of them. And if you're not ignorant of them, I mean, let's just take the military, the natural military here in this country. We have systems in place around the world that will tell us if rockets are launched towards us or any place that we have people that we're protecting. Okay? Well, so we know that Satan has devices. He has weapons that he uses, and they're not carnal. In 2 Corinthians 10 says, the weapons we use aren't carnal. So they're not even, just turn your five physical senses off. Close your eyes, close your mind, and begin to praise God. And angelic hosts will show up on your behalf. I believe I've seen an angel once in my life. I might have more than once, not knowing it. I believe I saw one and did know it. And didn't know it as I was going through the experience. And I'm not going to share the story again. I've shared it before. You can talk to me later if you want to hear it. But it was at Walmart in Concord. And that's all I'm going to say. And God showed up on our behalf and on behalf of a lot of people that were there. And there were those of us that saw and recognized, and all just about at the same time said, that was an angel. There was too many coincidence. That word coincidence does not exist. You don't find it in the Bible. It's not in there. So when people start telling you, well, that was a coincidence, this was a coincidence. No, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason that everything happens. Now, you might not know the reason, and it might be because of you. You might be the cause of it. But everything happens because of a reason. We just don't always know. But here, we're talking about praise. Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I go over to Psalm 34. We're going to look at some great scriptures here. I mean, everything God wrote down is great. Even the bad stuff is there to teach us something. It's like, don't do that, you know? Don't get involved in all this strife and anxiety and all this stuff. And he shows you what your old life looked like. And our new life shouldn't look like that anymore. We should be changing. Every time we look in the mirror, we should see somebody that's getting closer and closer to looking like Jesus. So Psalm 34, verse 1, I will. You see, well, let's stop right there. It's an act of your will. Nobody's forcing you to, but you get to choose to make up your will and say, I will bless the Lord. No matter how bad you feel, no matter how hard things have gotten, no matter how bad of a day it is at work, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when it's easy, not just when things are going good. I don't even want to talk to you about that. You all do that. Thank you, Lord. We thank him when we're blessed. We thank him when things go right. I thank you, Lord. I got the green light, you know, to go. We're just thanking God. I mean, if you're like me, we're just thanking God. But when something happens, no, we're not thanking him for that thing, but we can praise him. And here's why you praise him, because he's got the answer. You might not know what it is. You probably don't know what it is, but he does. So why not begin to take time right at the beginning of the problem and begin to praise God for the outcome? You know, when I approach the throne of God in prayer, I approach it from a position of I have the victory. I don't go crawling and begging to God, oh, help me, help me. No, I thank him. I know what the word says, or I find out what the word says about it. If it's a healing situation, I just begin to speak God's word. And his word has, it's got power in it. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that it's powerful. It's working, and it's full of, well, let's just go there. It's worthy of looking at. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God. So that's where we want to begin when we praise God. We can praise him even when we don't know what to praise him about. We can praise him for his word and that it covers the situation. Amen. Hebrews 4:12, and I like the amplified here. For the word that God speaks is alive. It's full of power, making it active, operative, energizing. I picture that little energizer bunny, you know. He just keeps going and going and going and going. Well, we can just keep going and going and going. Nobody says we have to stop. You get to decide. Just don't stop. And effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, the immortal spirit, and the joints of the marrow, the deepest parts of our nature. And it says exposing and shifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes and the intent of our heart. That's how powerful the word of God is. So you put it on your situation. Okay, you're at work and you're in sales and you didn't get the sale. Well, begin praising God. He knew that you weren't going to get that one, but how about you begin to thank him for the ones that he wants to bring your way? And just allow God. You see, we're supposed to labor to enter into his rest. Yes, we're to go to work, but we're not supposed to be heavy toiling. We're not supposed to be toiling at all. Not sweating. And we are supposed to be enjoying work and having a good time. If you hate your job, here's a little advice. Get a different job. You've got the wrong one. Because Jesus said, I came that you might have an enjoy life. If you work 40 years at a job you hate, that's on you. Because Jesus came otherwise to provide differently. And you just hadn't found out about it. Well, I'm here to tell you about it. Just get a different job. Seek the Holy Spirit. Now, he might tell you to go and you say, oh, well, I don't want to go to work over there. There's no Christians there. Well, he needs somebody that's a Christian to come there, or that'll stay in darkness. He wants to use you and me wherever we go. In school, kids. In school. That's right. At karate. That's right. Hi. At the mall, at Walmart, at the gas station. He wants to use us to reach people. And he's empowered us to get the job done. And so here, praise we're talking about tonight is something that you can use to build yourself up. Because I think it's exciting. When I begin praising God, I get excited. I start talking faster. You've seen that. You know, start praising God, thanking him. How can we can never thank him enough for what he did for us. I mean, he did it all. He gave it all. And he did it for us. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Look at verse 4 here. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. How often I hear that people say, well, you know, when I just go to the Lord, I don't think he hears me. I don't feel that he hears me. Well, you're trying to go by your feelings. You got to go to him by faith. I know God hears me. Why? Because I go by faith, not my feelings. I don't know about you, but there's times that I go to him, I don't feel like going to him. You know, there's times I don't even feel like coming to church. And I'm the pastor. But that's a feeling. See, I don't go by my feelings. I wake up Sunday morning sometime, you know, maybe if I've been out late Saturday night, doesn't usually happen, but I'm tired Sunday morning. It's like, oh, I just like to lay in bed a little bit longer, but I can't. I got to get up, come. You know, so if I went by my feelings, man, I'd be like Martha running all over the place. You know, you would too. But anyway, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And look at this, he delivered me from all my fears. You go to him by faith, he'll answer your prayers. Every one of them. Every one of them. I don't care if from now till the day you leave here on this planet, if you go before him a million times, he'll answer every one of them. if you go in faith. If you go in faith. It says, I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Remember back at verse 1, though. How did we start here? I will bless the Lord. When you begin the right way, look what happens as we go down here. It says, he hears us, he delivers us. Verse 6, the poor man cries out and the Lord heard him. So he's not a respecter of persons. And saved him out of some of his troubles, all of his troubles. But he started by blessing the Lord, by thanking him, by praising. In the Amplified, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then look what the God does when we come to him correctly. He wants to be involved in our life every single minute of every single day. He wants us to acknowledge him in all things, in all our ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct our paths, over in Proverbs 3. So we know God wants a place, but here is a place where even when you don't feel like it, you get up in the morning and you feel like nothing, you know? You just don't feel, you feel like crap. You begin praising God. You can praise your way out of it. If you've never done it, I challenge you, I charge you to do that. I have to do it too. There's been times, I can remember times when I've wanted to have a self-pity party. Oh, woe is me, you know? And thank God I don't open my mouth and tell you all about it. But if I go by my feelings, my flesh wants to have a pity party. I have to tell it literally to shut up. And I'm going to approach God and say, God, I know you got my back on this one. You've never let me down. You'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me. And so I know you've got the answer here. My little brain just doesn't know it, but that's okay. I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to continually come into your presence until you show me by the Spirit of God that lives inside of me. And you give me either a word that I need, or you bring a person into my life that will speak that word, or you'll give me the answer somehow. And I'll give you a little hint. Don't try to tell him how, because it'll come a totally different way. If you're looking south, it'll come from this direction. And it'll come right around. You'll say, whoa, that had to have been God. Yeah, it had to have been God. Because you're just looking here. You're so narrowly focused at how God could help me in my little situation, or in my big situation, you know, my big mountain range. God can take, you can take care of mountain ranges. So verse down to verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him or who revere and worship him in awe. Each one of them he delivers. Say, that's me. That's me. That's you. You say, that's me. Don't say that's pastor. Say, that's me. Make it personal. Make it personal. Go over to 2 Chronicles with me. There's a story here. I just love this. It was regarding Jehoshaphat. And verse 1 of chapter 20. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. See, fear came in, but he didn't act on the fear other than he went to God. That's what we need to learn to do. When fear comes, go to God. Because Jesus said over and over and over again, I know the Dave Clark 5 said that, but Jesus said it too. He said, do not fear. Some of you got that. Some of you will never get that, but that's okay. Don't fear. So he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, I'm not going to read the whole story, but drop down to verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. You see, when I don't know, and it seems like everybody's coming against me, or health is coming against me, or finances problems is coming against me, whatever it is, it's coming against me, and I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. And when your eyes are on him, how about opening your mouth and begin to praise to him? Because that's what we're talking about here. And so, again, in verse 15, the Lord said to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. See, as I mentioned earlier, we've been trained up to, you know, learn how to do everything for ourselves and to always be doing things to get our answers. When right here, God said, battle's not yours. Everything that comes your way, tribulation that's coming and all the problems, those aren't all your battles. They're affecting you. Don't personalize it. Go to God. Because he'll give you a word, and he may just tell you, you know what, Helen, this one's not yours, it's mine. I'll fight this for you. God does bless me. He blesses you too. But we try to ramp up in our minds how we're going to, you know, how are we going to handle the finances? How are we going to handle this? Oh, now this happened. Now the kids are in trouble and on and on and on. And go to God. Praise him. Father, I thank you that my kids are serving you. I thank you that they're not, the devil's not having them. I just thank you, Lord, that he's not taking them out. Yes, I know tonight they went out with a bunch of friends, you know, they're 17 years old, whatever. And I know they're in a car, and you know, but I thank you, your hand of protection's upon them. And I thank you, Lord, that you'll never leave them because I'm praying over them, and they're the righteous and they're blessed. And I thank you, I've trained them upright, and they're not going astray. And you begin to praise him, and you can bring the presence of God into your home, into your car, wherever you are. You could be at Walmart. Just don't put in a straitjacket. Doesn't look good for God, you know. But he says, verse 20, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. When you listen to those that God has put in your life, listen to them. Listen to them. Receive what they have. It says you'll be established. You'll prosper. Praise the Lord. Verse 21, his mercy endures forever. Verse 22, this is where I wanted to get to. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Who set the ambushes? God did. What did they do? They began to sing and to praise. I'm telling you, friends, you can sing and praise your way through some things. If nothing else, it will keep you from speaking negative things. It'll keep you from speaking what the devil wants you to say. But I'm telling you, there's more power in praise than you realize. Go over to Psalm 8. I believe it's Psalm 8. Just start in verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory, honor above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established. He goes on to say, he's talking about man, and then he drops down, verse 6, you've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet. Psalm 9 goes right into Psalm 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You know, when this is prayer time, when you praise him, when you sing praises to him, that's prayer. Prayer doesn't have to be our Father which art in heaven. We're not supposed to be praying that as a prayer anyway. But it's not always, God, do this for me. God, I ask you for this. When you begin to praise him, you put his power into motion. And you'll get answers. You'll get victories because that battle wasn't yours in the first place. And here's the thing. Sometimes, a lot of times, we don't know what to do in our natural minds. We don't know what to do with our natural abilities because this is a big problem. Never seen, maybe you've lived a lot of years, never seen this problem before. It's like, well, I don't know how to deal with this one. But God does. So begin to thank him. Begin to praise him for the answer, for the way out, for showing you the way out, for encamping around you, for putting his angels around you in this particular situation. You like that? Amen. Praise will precede victory. Praise will precede victory. If you want victory, begin thanking him and praising him that you've got the victory. As I said, when we go to prayer, we thank him. We don't know the answers. That's why we're going to him. Lord, we don't even know how to pray. He addressed that in Romans 8. When you don't even know how to pray or even know what to pray, pray in spirit. See, there's nothing God has missed. Oh, Shazam, I didn't know they wouldn't know how to pray. I thought everybody would know how to pray. No, he made a way when you don't know the way. I tell you, in some situations, I don't have a clue how to pray. I would be, if I kept track of everything that I prayed for, I bet it's more than 50% I don't even know how to pray. I'm just not that smart. But I'd go to the one that does know. See, that's the smart thing. Henry Ford. How many remember Henry Ford? You met him? Really? I don't remember him, but I remember who he was. But he was not a smart man. He had like a sixth grade education, like Jethro and the Beverly Hillbillies. But look at the empire he built, Ford Motor Company. And he had hotshot lawyers coming against him, and they were trying to, in front of a judge, make him look stupid and show his ignorance. And they could not get him because every time they'd ask a question that he didn't know, he says, well, I don't know that answer, but this guy does. He says, he works for me. He didn't have to know all the answers. He just had to know who to get that does know the answers. And he's still, you know, remembered today, and his empire still carrying on. So he wasn't with his sixth grade education, just, well, I guess I'll just never amount to anything. I guess I'll just work down, you know, for 13 cents a day or whatever back then. No. And I don't know anything about his spiritual well-being or anything, but my point was that when you don't know, go to the one that does know. That's easy, the Holy Spirit, okay? So, Psalm chapter 9, we went there. Did we finish? No. I'll praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I'll tell you of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. You know, sometimes when you rehearse a previous victory in your life, that helps you. Oh, God pulled through for me. You know, yeah, it was 12 years ago, but he pulled through. You can remember that. Meditate on that. Don't meditate on when things didn't work out and you just went the wrong way. You know, meditate on the victories. So he says, I'll tell of your marvelous works. I'll be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. The presence of God coming around you will set your enemies to running. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it is upper management that's coming against you. God knows how to deal with them. And he will when you put him first, when you praise him, when you go to him. It says, when my enemies turn back, they'll fall and perish at your presence, for you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. And goes on and on and on. But God, he's there for you. He wants to be there for you. And he wants you to know that you can praise him. I wrote down this. Praise him all the way to victory. You might be, you know, facing a court situation and I've got to go to court. Praise him all the way to court. He can turn a judge's heart. He can turn the opponent's heart. He can change things because he knows how to do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to close right there. It's a popular portion of Scripture that you hear it quite frequently. We'll just start in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Do you have something to rejoice him about tonight? Praise God. Begin to rejoice and thank him. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. See, don't try to needle God and say, God, I need the answer by, 5 minutes from now. You know? Don't try to do God's part. You ought to walk in faith and believe and praise him and thank him and come into this place and let him do that. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. There's a lot there. You can't just go freaking out to God and start rambling off prayers. It says be anxious for nothing. Get the anxiety out of your thinking and out of your mind. Go to him and trust him. It says, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Then he goes on, I didn't see this till just now. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. He even tells us what to meditate on. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Well, let's stand and let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you've endorsed praise for us. You said that praise would push the avenger back, that it would silence the enemy. You said, Father, that praise would bring us to a place where there would be peace. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this portion of your word tonight. I pray that it would go into the good ground of the hearts of the people hearing it and that it would grow up. Father, I pray that it would be an effective weapon in their arsenal, if you would, here on this planet while we have an adversary. So we thank you, Lord, that we do have the victory and we can shout and praise our way all the way to victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, thank you all for coming. God loves you and we love you.